my point, I didn't mean to get long-winded on that. My point being is the Phantom wasn't the only time I've taken high voltage hits. I don't know how the hell I'm still alive, but that flyback in that TV is about probably 20 kilovolts somewhere in there, and I went across it. I thought it was unplugged, and I had my hand in there, and I went across that winding and bang. That was a bitch. That made me breathe funny. I started breathing funny. My chest started, I don't know, my heart started feeling funky and shit, and I thought, this is it. I actually did, man. I thought to myself, this is it. I'm dead. I'm dying. You know, I screwed up. But after I sat there a little bit and calmed myself down, everything went back into place. All right, Sam, let me get on in here, man. I've been talking long enough. I'm going to take care of some business here, so... Yeah, that's a good price for them tubes, man, if you can get them, if they're new. That's a nice-looking amp, too. Well-built. I can tell by looking at it, it's well-built, too. So if I had it, yeah, I definitely would invest in some tubes. But anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit, man. Have yourself a good morning. WSOZ 793, I'm back quiet.
Oh, it's a pleasure. WSHF 567, we're monitoring. Hey, it's a pleasure talking to you. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you maybe tomorrow.